You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Where should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with you? Who should I fuck, Daddy? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Where should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with you? Who should I fuck, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay to play?
That right there, brand new Cherry Glazer, that track Daddy. It's a single, hopefully a sign of more good things to come from Cherry Glazer in the coming weeks and months. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful dark nighttime University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as I do, bringing you great tunes made by women and queer folks. And I'm not alone today. It's very exciting. Normally, this program is me sitting in a dark room, well, dark right now, sunny in the summer, and sharing the radio times with all of you. But today I'm very excited to be joined by two of my best friends in all the world, Kate Jacobson and Sean Willett. Hello.
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 Yes, so Kate and Sean are both programmers back at CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, my home station. As if you're a frequent programmer, a listener of this program, you would know I speak about often. They're both programmers there. They're longtime pals. We all met working at The Gauntlet, the student newspaper back at the U of C. And they have come to share some radio friendship with all of us.
Yes.
Yeah. What are your guys' you've been in Vancouver now for, like, what, 4 days now?
We have been here like 2 days.
2 days? Oh, God. It feels...
it felt like a very long time.
I mean, it has been threefold. Like,
we've been staying in Melanie's house, so maybe it feels like 4 days to her.
Yes. I've enjoyed sleeping luxuriously on my couch for these last few days. Okay. You got here Saturday night. It's like Tuesday night now. That's like a proper...
Two days.
Okay, well...
To answer the question that I assume you were going to ask, I've enjoyed Vancouver a lot. I like Vancouver quite a bit.
Yeah?
It's a very fun city. I don't know. This is maybe a lame way to put this, but I vibe with Vancouver a lot.
Yeah.
Very much my tempo. And we also went to a conservatory. That's a better way to say that. That was filled with just amazing, beautiful birds. And you know how I feel about birds.
Sean feels very strongly about birds.
Very positive.
Any city where you can go to a building and see that many wonderful tropical birds in one place, I'm a big fan of. So yeah. A+ Vancouver.
What about you, Kate? What's your favorite thing been about Vancouver so far? Besides me, of course.
See, the thing is, I like Vancouver, but I'm like a prairie girl at heart. So I look around and I'm like, and not enough prairies, not enough grains here. But I love the docks. I like to look at the docks mostly when I'm in Vancouver. And I like to look at the shipping containers. My favorite thing that we've done so far is go to Lighthouse Park, which is a beautiful park in West Vancouver, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't keep all the Vancouvers separate.
There's just so many Vancouvers.
But it was absolutely beautiful. We watched the sunset there yesterday, and it was lovely. I mean, grain will always be kind of my number one, but I have a really big soft spot for the ocean and, like, dock work and shipping in general. So it's always good to see a lighthouse, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vancouver, high-quality lighthouse content. And yeah, over the next hour or so, Sean, Kate, and I'll just be chilling here. They've brought some tunes from their respective programs and areas of interest to share with the Radioland, but I get my say first. So we're going to listen to a couple more tracks. All new tracks today I've brought, new within the last couple weeks here. They've not all
our tracks are not new, so let's get the new
stuff out of the way, and then we'll keep on going.
Marinating some old classics.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, oldies but goodies, right? This next track we're going to listen to comes out of Toronto. Great artist, great kind of electro R&B stuff going on. We're just getting good vibes today. I think it's going to be a vibe in time, at least for
good
the beginning
vibes.
Of the program.
Only.
Good vibes, probably. Yeah. And then the vibes may change later
My
in the program.
My vibes will be good.
But later in the program, vibes may change. We'll see where we go when we get that. But first up, we're going to listen to a little bit of Eklo. This is off of her new album, Echolocation. And the track is called Be Brave. Keep it locked here on CITR. And we will be back in a bit.
Did you say when the wall came down? Did you walk to the other side or shy? Away. Did you stop for the false alarm when the fear meant to cause you harm or shy? Away. And the seeds of destruction found their way to be farmed, and the weeds that they grew from fed us poison and tar. But the scenes that were painted found their way to our hearts.
destruction found their way to be farmed. And the weeds that they grew from fed us poison and tar. But the scenes that were painted found their way to our hearts. Be brave. Yeah.
And fading out in the background there, a little bit of Toronto group Expandafuzz with the track Got My Spirit Cat off of their album Cotton Candy Jet Engine. Also a new album there. And then before that, we heard from Toronto-based Eklo with her track Be Brave off of her new album Echo Low. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, joined in the booth by the wonderful Kate Jacobson and Sean Willett.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Radio Friendship Hour here on CITR, which is always the best kind of radio in my mind. That's when I think of radio, I do think of it friendship, whether in person or kind of through the airwaves. I think that there's a lot of good friendship vibes always happening on the radio, and I'm very glad to get to have them in person today. And the good friendship vibes include some good friendship tunes. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We both brought some music. So back home in Calgary, I host My Socialist Choir on CJSW 90.9 FM, which is a folk adjacent show. Mostly I just talk about radical history, people's history, and I program based off of that. So it can really be a whole variety of things. So today I brought some kind of music on the poppier end of folk, perhaps not even really folk at all, quite poppy today. Thought it would fit in nicely with Mel's program. And then Sean also brought some music that fits in with his CJSW program.
But I'll talk about my show later when it becomes more relevant.
So, okay, so you have a focus on radical history in your program. Do you have a spontaneous This Day in Radical History ready to go for us?
Oh my God, I'm being so put on the spot. What day is it?
It is November 13th.
God, I do not.
That's fair. That's fair. Anything interesting kind of in the general beginning of November times?
Interesting in the general beginning of November. Okay, so honestly, how I plan this is that I keep like a notebook full of radical history and I read a lot. So every time I read about something interesting, I just put it in this notebook and then I flip through this notebook in order to pick something that happens. I do not like kind of, I just have in my mind at all times radical things.
Kate, I expect you to be a walking encyclopedia of knowledge at all times.
I know. I feel like I'm kind of letting everyone down at the moment, but
nah, you're good. We will. How about we will make a radical history moment ourselves today?
Watch out, folks.
Get ready, Vancouver.
Yeah, that is a threat. No, it's not.
But yes, you have brought us some tunes that kind of embody both the spirit of your show and my show combined, in a sense.
Yeah, I was just thinking good vibes only.
Good vibes only from women and queer folks, correct?
Exactly, yeah. So the first track we're going to be doing is Come My Way. This is by Sudan Archives off of her self-titled album. Really, really great stuff. Kind of R&B-ish, poppy. It's sort of like pop and R&B like adjacent. And it's probably like belongs to a genre with a very obscure name.
So it's like if there's like a row of houses. There's like, it's neighbors on either side or pop and R&B.
It's like the corner house between like Pop Avenue and like R&B Avenue.
Very relatable metaphor right there that's been constructed. Cool. Well, let's listen to that one right now and then we'll be back in a bit. This is Come Away off of Sudan Archives from Sudan Archives. Yeah, great. Let's enjoy it. Kate's pick here on Into the Woods.
And the free throws. I can't jump high, but I hear all the notes. I can't be you, no. I can't be you, but I can be true, though. I want to be friends. I want to be friends till time ends, yes. I can't escape, I get blown away when you come my way.
Of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder presents 24 Hours of Student Power, a full day's worth of delicious content produced, hosted, and brought to you by students. Join us between Thursday, November 15th and Friday, November 16th, 9 p.m. to 9 p.m. Make sure to tune in from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, November 16th for live performances from Girl Snails, Turinesh, and other student bands. All of this freshly baked content right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That right there, Kaya Cater. The track was Rising Down off of Nine Pin, one of Kate's picks. And yeah, want to take us through the other tracks that we heard there?
Yeah, I have to remember what order you played them in, though. So we started off with Come Away. That is from Sudan Archives off of her self-titled album. And then just after that, from Toon Yards, who are some absolute perennial favorites of mine. They help score the amazing film Sorry to Bother You, which I saw earlier this year. That was Water Fountain. It's off not their latest album, but the one before it, called Nicky Knack. And then just after that, a little bit of Art de Echo, I believe out of Montreal on the east coast of Canada, playing a track for you called Mary. And ending things off, that was Kaya Cater, who is an incredible banjo player out of Toronto. That there was the track Rising Down. A little bit spookier, a little bit sadder. You know, the sun set. The sun's been set at this point for like an hour.
Oh, God. It feels like a new day since the sun set.
Absolutely ludicrous. I hate it. Abolish daylight savings time, etc. But I thought it would segue very nicely into some of Sean's picks
from
the radio.
Yeah. And so those were Kate's picks there. And if you do want to ever catch Kate's program, My Socialist Choir, you can go on to CHSW's web player here in Vancouver, or if you're in Calgary, tune into 90.9 FM. That's Wednesdays at noon Mountain Standard Time.
Wednesdays, noon to 2 Mountain Standard Time.
So that's 11 to 1 for us West Coast folks here. And do tune in, if only to hear some very, very good union sea shanty type songs.
A lot of union songs. It's the perfect lunchtime show if you hate your boss, which you should.
Exactly. Next up, we're going to hear from Sean. So, Sean, what have you brought us today?
Well, my show is The Lost World on CJSW, which is on Tuesday nights from, I guess your time would be 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I play mainly post-rock and post-metal with some paleontology news sprinkled in betwixt. So I have brought a few different songs here. I thought you were possibly going to ask me. You put Kate on the spot about.
I was going to. Give me time.
Okay.
The interviewee does not control the interviewer.
I'd also like to say that if I had the opportunity to look something up too, I would have also been prepared. Although I do have to say, I looked it up after Mel put me on the spot, and today is the anniversary of a British suffragette attacking Winston Churchill with a horsewhip, which is honestly a huge mood because Winston Churchill sucks ass. And I think it's good to attack him with a horse whip.
And that
so all power to the people, okay. Baby.
Important that you get to say that here on the Vancouver Airwaves. And so, yeah, Sean, what do you do every week on your program?
Well, I like I said, I usually do about post-rock and post-metal with some paleontology news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what have you brought us today?
Well, the songs that I brought are just a handful of songs, because I usually play pretty long songs. So the first track here is a track by Icelandic band Amina, which is a band which is, I believe, four women who play string instruments. Creating. It's actually... you'll see. It's not too spooky.
That's a preemptive spooky.
Yeah, it's not very spooky. It's quite quite nice. Quite almost exuberant,
okay.
Joyful music.
Okay.
And then after that, we have Montreal-based cellist Rebecca Foon's solo project Saltland. Rebecca Foon is a cellist that is a part of the music collective known as Godspeed You Black Emperor. And she's one of its most interesting members and has some really great music that she creates on her own. That will get a little bit more spooky. That is off her most recent album, which is a sort of exploration of how bad global warming makes her feel. Then the last song here
Why don't we save the last one to play us out at the end of the program?
Okay.
If that's all right.
No, that is perfectly fine.
Give you a little tidbit of a surprise at the end of the show. And do you have a dinosaur fact for us? Paleontology fact?
Well, you're lucky in that I do have a dinosaur fact. Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad I didn't mistakenly...
One thing I have to keep correcting Mel with is that it is paleontology news, not dinosaur news.
Yeah,
and
Melanie.
To be fair, everyone does that. Everyone thinks that paleontology is just about dinosaurs. It's not. There's a whole
Melanie.
Okay, Kate, you're being rude. There's a whole diversity of animal life.
Love to
that
be roasted on my own radio program.
Lived and died before now.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about Confuciornis, which is a crow-sized bird that lived in the Cretaceous period about 125 million years ago. So Confuciornis is not a new bird. So birds are dinosaurs. Yay. This is news to everyone. Something that we've just recently discovered, and by we, I mean paleontologists. I'm not a paleontologist. Something that paleontologists have recently discovered thanks to a very well-preserved fossil specimen of Confuciornis is Confuciornis's coloration, because bird feathers are colored through physical sort of structures that can be fossilized along with the feather itself. So if you are able to look at them closely enough and break them apart, you can find what color those feathers were. Confuciornis, unfortunately, didn't have a very interesting color palette. It was pretty much black, gray, and white. However, we now know it had a bit of a head crest and some spots on its wings. So think of it as not necessarily the flashiest bird in the world, but one of the first. So you know what?
Birds.
The color can come later. Gotta focus on the fundamentals, things like wings,
basic starter level bird.
Yeah, basic starter level bird. You know what? You can buy add-ons to the bird later.
You can upgrade your bird. The bird is pay to play.
Yeah, so you bring your bird into the shop. Yeah, DLC for your bird. You buy new skins.
Great. Well, let's get to some of the tracks that you shared. So this first one's called Seoul, as in the Korean city.
Yeah, Seoul, as in the Korean city. And this is by Amina. An Icelandic band, and this is off their 2007 album, Cur.
Great. Let's take a listen here on Into the Woods.
Thank you.
We are back here on Into the Woods on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, joined by Kate Jacobson and Sean Willett here in the booth. And that was just a set of music that Sean picked for us.
Yeah, to really quickly back announce, you just heard Saltland. That is a solo project by Rebecca Foon of Godspeed You, Black Emperor. And the track was, I actually forgot the name of the track. Can you tell me, Mel? It's right in front of you.
It, in fact, was called I Only Wish This For You.
I Only Wish This For You. And before that, we heard Amina with the track Seoul, as in the Korean city. And they're a Icelandic band that also performs a lot with Sigur Rós and Jonesy, if you are familiar with those bands. So, definitely all part of a grand post-rock tradition.
Well, thank you for sharing some of your post-rock vibes here on the program. One of my greatest joys about bringing friends on the radio is getting to hear music that I would not find myself for the program. And with a topic for this program as wide as music by women and queer folks, it's really, really nice to be exposed to different genres, different artists, different parts of the world even. And I definitely know both of those artists are going to make their way into my regular repertoire, Radioland. So expect more Amina and Saltland in the future. It's good stuff.
Yeah, when Malcolm's on my radio program back in Calgary, I'm always exposed to new artists that I wouldn't be otherwise. So it is a really, really good way to kind of refresh your music library and put a little bit of joy into making community radio. Because, you know, you do it like every week. So sometimes you can definitely fall into a bit of a rut with some of the artists and the musicians you pick. So it's always nice to be exposed to new folks. And that's what community radio is so good for in general.
Oh, yes. Regular listeners of this program are probably exhausted by Partners in Search of Lost Time by now. Because I play it basically every week on
this
show.
It's such a good album.
It's a very good album. Honestly, it took all my restraint to not play it again this week.
I played Angels from Ontario twice on my program, which is definitely pushing it.
But, you know, I have much worse crimes committed in terms of multiple radio programming, but as a story for another day. But yeah, it's been so great having you guys hang out here on the radio with me. Radio friendship is forever. It's very nice.
And thank you for inviting us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it's like really, like I said, it gets lonely in the booth, so I'm happy to fill it with love.
It does get lonely in the booth, so it's nice to bring your pals in.
And then, one last thing, at Radioland, just because you can't see us in person, you do have to know that Kate and I are wearing the exact same shirt right now.
We are wearing, okay, I'd like to, in my defense, we got dressed separately because I woke up like an hour after Melanie had left the house.
And yet somehow still wore the exact
same shirt. We're just such good friends
this is a mind meld in action.
We're also pretty much wearing the same pants. So we are pretty much dressed identically. And we're also both like kind of like white women with like short dark hair. So we pretty much we're pretty much dressed identically at the moment.
Yes. And Sean is a color block opposite of us. He is wearing blue pants and a black shirt. So
he's like a color swapped version.
Yeah.
Sean and I, of course, are a couple. So we, of course, like to always dress as color-swapped versions of one another.
It's a very normal thing to do. But yes, Sean does have the last track for us today on the program. What is it?
Yes. Real quick, this is King Woman. They are a Bay Area post-metal band.
Ooh.
So now for something very different from something you probably hear on Mel's show.
Is it scary? Am I going to be spooked?
It should be okay.
Okay.
Is fronted by Christina Esfandiari. Who started King Woman in order to work through her religious childhood that she has since cut her ties with. So expect to hear a lot of allusions to that. The track we are currently listening to is going to be Utopia, and this is off of their most recent album, Created in the Image of Suffering.
So we're going to play us out with some spooky vibes here today. Kind of spooky, maybe spooky, post-metal vibes?
Let's just say spooky for sure.
Spooky for sure. Spooky for sure vibes here on this dark Tuesday night here in Vancouver. This has been Into the Woods. My name is Mel Woods, joined today by Sean Willett and Kate Jacobson. So we'll listen to a little bit of Utopia. I'll be back next week, as always, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on CITR. Here's King Woman.